Welcome to the Google Workspace Developer News, where we share what's new to the Google Workspace platform. We have 9 topics to cover, so let's get started. Last year, we announced a change to the ownership model of secondary calendars to improve data governance. To ensure you have the time and tools necessary to manage this transition smoothly, we're making 2 important updates. By June 2026, we'll introduce a new endpoint in the Calendar API that will allow developers to programmatically transfer the ownership of secondary calendars. To give your teams ample time to adjust their workflows and integrate with the new API endpoint, we are officially pushing back the enforcement date for the secondary calendar lifecycle changes for paid accounts. The new policy will now take effect on October 5th, 2026. Please check the blog post linked in the description of this video to learn more about this update. The add-ons response service and its associated classes and app script are now generally available. This service allows developers to create and manage interactive responses for Google Workspace add-ons that extend Google Chat. The Google Cloud PubSub integration for Google Workspace add-ons that extend Google Chat is now generally available. This integration allows add-ons to receive and respond to events from Google Chat using PubSub. The Dialogflow integrations for Google Workspace add-ons that extend Google Chat are now generally available. These integrations let add-ons use Dialogflow CX or Dialogflow ES to understand and respond to user queries in natural language. Chat apps can now format text with block quotes. The Google Apps Script method set authentication of the map service has been deprecated and is scheduled for sunset in June 2026. This change is because Maps platform client IDs were deprecated last year and can't be used after May 31st, 2026. Instead of the previously mentioned deprecated set authentication method, use the set authentication by key method to authenticate to the map service in Google Apps Script. When working with this method, you can pass in the API key and optionally the signing key to leverage additional quotas in static map. And to reset authentication to the default mode, use Reset Authentication API key. Google Meet audit events now provide deeper visibility by including the specific permission type used to grant access to a meeting. Developers and admins can now use the Google Workspace Admin SDK API to identify which participant admitted a user or which account authorized a hardware device's entry into a client-side encrypted meeting. Chat apps can now create messages containing cards on behalf of users with user authentication. Additionally, apps can asynchronously update the cards in these messages without requiring user interaction. These features are available through the Developer Preview Program. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you in next month's video.